Welcome to Normal Paranormal, Season 1, Episode 1.
All right, everybody. Welcome to our very first podcast. Very first episode. My name is Abner Normal.
And I'm Norman Normal.
This is my brother.
Yeah, we're brothers. We're related, in case you couldn't tell. We have the same last name.
And we are specialists in paranormal activity.
So we decided to make a podcast about it to share our knowledge and
to help you people with the stuff that happens with
ghostesses and
lycanthropes, Sasquatches.
Yeah, all the.
I've never had to deal with vampires, but
I never had to deal with a vampire.
I don't either.
Those fuckers are scary.
They, oh my god! I mean, first of all, you can't even tell what if they are one or not.
Yeah. There's a long process you gotta go through. That's enough hard enough. That's hard enough work.
Ridiculous.
Werewolf, you just watch them for about two weeks, and eventually they change.
They do. Like, and it's not always the moon either. That's the stuff.
No, it's just sometimes it's just anger, and they just get really heated and just.
Anyways, so here's what we're gonna do. You guys have we've got some emails because we've been doing this for a couple of years.
A long time.
But we just now started a podcast because we felt like people needed to know.
Yeah, and some people need help, you know.
They do. And my brother here, I mean this guy. I love this guy.
Oh, thanks, Edna. I love you.
I mean,
too.
Norman, let me tell you what. I'm gonna tell you something right now. If you need a mythological creature identified, this guy is your man. He can do it at 150 yards.
That's your record, man. I don't know. It's more like 200, but all right. You can give me 150.
Okay. 200. I don't like to brag on you too much.
But the same goes for my brother Abner. All right. This guy, when it comes to possession of the elderly, this man,
right.
The exorcisms he can do are insane.
I don't like to do them. I can. I mean, so here's the thing, people. The paranormal is real, okay?
That's 100%.
The purpose of the show. It's real, and my brother and I, we had to talk about it. He's got a specialty. I got a specialty. You guys got problems. We're going to deal with it. That's the thing. So let's stop talking about it, and let's take our first phone call. We'll get to the emails later that we mentioned. But we got a phone call from Jeff, I think, in Spokane, Washington.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Jeff, you're on the air. Go ahead, Jeff.
Hello? My name is Jeff, and I got a paranormal situation.
Yeah. Let us know what you're dealing with, Jeff, and my brother and I will try to help you out. Go ahead. Okay, well, let me ask you this. First of all, how long has this been going on, Jeff?
About a month or two, because that's when I moved into this house.
Oh, okay, wait. Did you not check the background of the house, Jeff?
No, we just moved in here. It's out in the middle of nowhere in a cottage.
Oh, my
God. We needed a place to stay.
Okay, Jeff, let me ask you this. When this entity visits you, do you know, let's just cut to the quick here. Is it old or is it young?
She's a very old woman, and she just kind of looks at me in my sleep, and I wake up at 3 in the morning, and she's standing there staring at me. She's creepy, man.
Okay. In my professional opinion, you're fucked.
What?
So listen, okay, Jeff, jeez, okay, God, you are dealing with something here. I mean, we're class 7. Norman, weigh in on this, okay? Tell me, I'm thinking class 7. It could be class 8. I don't know.
I don't know. I'm leaning towards class 8. It sounds serious. She's in sheer clothing. She visits him at night. It's been going on for about 2 months. That's a long time.
Okay, Jeff, back to you. Listen, man. Okay, are you in your bedroom right now? Okay, let me ask you this. Has there been any change in your appetite lately?
I haven't drank milk in a while.
Okay, Jeff, listen to me, man. you're fucked, okay? You're fucking possessed right now. You need to get out of the house, you need to get a pastor, and you need to get yourself fucking exercised right the fuck now. Never mind, Jeff, man. I'm just fucking with you, man. I'm just fucking with you. Norman, come on.
That was hilarious. Oh, my God. You you're so fucking gullible.
Oh, God.
You're not fucking possessed.
Okay, listen, man. I'm going to tell you something right now. It's probably a class one or a class two. Has she done anything to you?
Wait. Do you live alone?
No. My grandmother, who's 85, lives with me.
Okay, Jeff, listen. I'm going to take back what I said about the class one or the class two. I think your grandmother may be sleepwalking, and she comes into your bedroom at night.
And she doesn't realize what she's doing. She's just standing there.
Yeah. Listen.
No possession, no demonic entities, man.
You're fine, man. You're fine, okay? Talk to your grandma. Maybe get her some Ambien or something, and everything will work out, okay? Thanks for calling in, Jeff. All right, that was our first caller, ladies and gentlemen. First caller, first podcast, Norman.
That was funny.
Come on, man. You got to have a sense of humor when it comes to the paranormal.
Yeah, when it comes to the paranormal and entities, you got to have a sense of humor. Otherwise, people freak out and they start getting really heated.
I mean, it was like that time we was in Oklahoma.
Oh, yeah.
And we was visiting that church, and these people, they could take a joke. They could not take a joke.
Every time we said, oh, there's a light control behind you, they thought we were serious.
These people just, oh, man. I mean, we were there, I mean, because they had a class two poltergeist.
Well, yeah, they actually had a poltergeist, but we like to fuck with them. Okay?
Yeah, I mean, come on, people. You know, you got to lighten up. I mean, what do you think with the paranormal, like Norman and I have been doing for years?
We've been doing it since we were like 12.
12 years old? That's right, man.
We would go out and we would search
for them. You was 12, I was 14.
We would go out and we'd try to find haunted houses. We weren't very good at it then, but we'd find some weird shit to discover.
We did. Oh, well, there was that one time we went to Mrs. McGillicuddy's and we found out she was having that thing with Mr. Jarendy, the chemistry teacher.
Yeah, that was so funny, but also really weird, man. Those were the days.
Scott Norman for life. Okay, listen. Here we go. We got another caller coming in. This one is from, what does that say?
That's just Milwaukee, Abner.
Okay, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Go ahead, caller. This is Martin. Go ahead.
All right, well, first, what are we looking at? Is it kind of see-through? Is it a ghost? Is it a physical form? What you got?
Okay, it is approximately 8 feet tall.
Oh, no.
It's shaped like a man, and it is eating my wife's basil.
All right, is he hairy?
Yeah, he is quite hairy.
Ah, shit. Okay, what color is he? All right, you're dealing with a Yeti, first of all.
Oh, my God. What?
It's the Yellow Yeti. All right, so Yellow Yeti isn't very well known, but whatever you do, do not look into his eyes. He will turn you to stone if you make direct eye contact with him.
Okay, well, he's like about 8 feet. I'm on my porch. He's at the green. Oh, my God. He's leaning down, and he's pulling out. Oh, God, my wife's going to be so pissed. He's ripping out the tulips.
All right, you just need to leave him. Just do not engage him. Do not engage. She can plant more.
Okay, oh my God. Okay, wait, he's looking up here at the porch.
No, Martin, listen to me. Do not look at him. Just look away. Martin, you have to look away.
Oh, okay, I can see his eyes. He's looking right at me. I can't help myself. I'm looking at both of them. Both my eyes are in his eyes. I'm looking at both. What am I?
You looked in his eye, didn't you?
Are
your feet starting to go numb?
A little?
Yeah, you're fucking turning to stone.
Oh my God, yeah. Oh, listen, hey.
This guy's fucked.
You need to get out of there now. And let me tell you something. Your best hope is when you're running is to choose a gorgeous pose. Because, you know, I mean, my brother.
We had a fella, he got turned to stone by the Yellow Yeti, and he was in a rather suggestive position.
He did.
And he was stuck like that for life.
I mean, I think he's a meme now.
He is. He is. And I hate that for him, but he decided to not take our advice.
Here's our advice. Just go ahead and pretty much your options are to be a gorgeous statue.
That's your only option right now. That's it. I mean.
Hello? I think we lost him.
Yeah, we lost him. Oh, man.
You can't help everybody.
Some people just don't know how to listen. I told him not to look in his eyes, man.
I was standing right next to you when you did. All right. Well, that's it. Okay, folks. Listen, that's our first episode of Normal Paranormal. We want to give a shout out to our sponsors, Happy Hearts Designs.
Love those guys.
They do the best job with our shirts, our coffee cups. Listen, check them out online, happyheartsdesigns.com. Norman and I, we're going to be back. Next week, I think.
Yeah, we'll come back next week.
Part two, and we'll take your calls. We didn't get to the emails today, but, you know, that's what happens.
Episode.
Yeah, we'll do that first time next weekend.
Yeah, I agree. We'll go through all our emails and see which ones we want to talk about.
Yep. All right, folks. If it's real and you've seen it, we can help you with it. And remember what we say. This is our motto. Carpe
Nocturnum.
Seize the night, folks.
Seize the night. It's your friend.
It belongs to you. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, that's all for our show today. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Abner Normal.
And I'm Norman Normal.
And this is Normal Paranormal.
This has been Normal Paranormal, Season 1, Episode 1. Produced by Abner and Norman Normal. Sponsored by HappyHeartsDesigns.com. All information contained in this podcast is strictly for entertainment purposes only. No actual science or religion has been used in the determination of how to best deal with the supernatural occurrences encountered. Tune in next week for Episode 2, Here's a Sneak Peek.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we have a very special treat for you. We have our lead field paranormal investigator, Mr. Timothy Fitzherbert, on the line. Timothy, you're standing on the porch of the scariest house in your hometown. Tell us how it's going.
It's a bit scary, but I'm excited. And I like spooky houses.